Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Why won't you be on your feet with me, everybody? You make my life so beautiful. You're about to worship the Lord.
And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than thee.
Tell him that's why you love him.
That's why I love you forevermore.
You want to take it again? You make my life beautiful.
You make my life so beautiful.
hear only in the church, more of you.
More of you.
Say, Jesus, more of you. Sing it unto the Lord.
More of you.
Say, Jesus, more of you.
Jesus, more of you.
It's a prayer. You want to sing it again?
More.
Don't just sing the song. Sing the revelation behind the song. There is a revelation behind this song. Jesus, more of you.
Jesus.
We want to sing it for the last time.
More.
Sing the revelation behind the song.
More.
Oh, Jesus.
More of you. Jesus, more.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Thank you that we are in your presence. And your word made us understand that in your presence there is liberty. And at your right hand, pleasures forever. We commit our service today, our times of restoration, into your hands. Father, come and teach us your word. Move as you please today. Jesus, I can't do without you. I hide myself behind the cross. And I say that let you be seen and glorify yourself in our midst today. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated. Hallelujah. Great, great, great. Maybe you are surprised that Pastor is not in our midst. And he wanted me to step in and preach the word of God. So today, please bear with me. I'll be the one preaching. Today I have the steer. Is that how they say? Mumami steer. Today I have the steer. Yeah, mommy. That's great. That's just by the way. You know, I want to thank God this morning for my life. Bible says that seeing therefore we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. And I want to thank God for calling me into the ministry. And it's by his grace and mercy that is why I'm standing here. And I give him all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. I also bless God for the life of my pastor, Pastor Johnny. And I want to thank him for all the opportunity that he gives me to preach the word. I'm very grateful. Amen. Then I also want to use this opportunity to thank our first lady, Mama Dorothy. Put your hands together for her. She taught me culture number 4, sacrifice. Yeah, so if you don't know the cultures, please go back there and at least try and memorize 1 or 2. And if you don't mind, you can take the one that Mama Dorothy taught me, culture number 4, sacrifice. One day she caught me at the back there and he said, Pastor James, what is culture number 4? Yes! I said, Mommy, I don't know. He said, sacrifice. And I couldn't forget. I thank God for her life and what God is using her to do here in the Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family. Mommy, God bless you so much. Amen. I also want to use this opportunity to thank God for the life of my special wife, Esther. She's a blessing to me. Amen. God bless you and thank you for loving me. Amen. And all the pastors here, my good friend, Pastor Elvis is here. Pastor Elvis is someone that I share esprit de corps with, you know. We have that working environment. He's my friend. He was my best man, and I was his best man. Yeah, so he's a friend and he's a brother. And today, he's seated here for me to preach. Osofo, can I carry on? All right. Thank you. All right. Now, Holy Spirit, move as you please today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when you become born again, God expects you to grow. Anyone who gives his or her life to Jesus, one of the things that you have to understand is that God expects you to grow. God doesn't want you to come into the faith and remain the way you are.
So if you like, let's say a mother or a parent who have, you know, a child, you give birth, and you expect that child to grow, isn't it? You don't expect the child to remain the same forever. So it means that along the line, what will they do? What will they do first? I don't know. They sit. Oh, they sit first. Namie, how come you know? Okay. The way you said it is like you have some baby that you normally. Okay. All right. So they sit. And after sitting, what do they do? They crawl. Then after crawling, they stand. Oh, it's a process. Oh. Then after standing, they walk. Okay. So when did they start eating banku and other things? 8 months. Oh, so the babies that we see 3-4 months, they are eating banku. It means that it's not nice. It's not a good thing. Oh. 3 months, yes, they are eating banku. Oh, okay. They are new babies. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a child, you are expecting the child to grow. And that is the prayer of every parent. Imagine that you are a parent and your child is 5-6 years and your child doesn't sit. How will you feel? You'll be very worried. You'll be very perturbed. It's like this, my child, as at 5, he's not sitting. He's not talking. He's not doing anything. You will not be there and be happy. I mean, parents are so happy when they see their child taking steps. They become so happy. It's like your child is saying, Mama, Dada, and all those things. You become so happy because you can see that there is an improvement in the growth of my child. Isn't it? Are you here with me? I'm preaching for a very short time. Now, the same way, God is not happy with us if we give our life to Him and there is no progress in our lives. We don't see any growth in you. And ladies and gentlemen, these days, when you study the Christendom, you see that a lot of Christians, sorry to say, are not growing in the Lord. So when you interact with people, the way they talk, the way they approach things, you can see that this person has been a Christian for many years, but the way the person talk and do things, you can clearly see that this person is not growing in the Lord. And it's a very sad thing. It's a very sad thing. That instead of you to get to a point in your life and grow, so that God will see that, oh, this my child is growing, that is not the story of many. And I don't think that God will be happy with us that element of growth is missing in our Christian walk with Him. I don't think that God will be happy with us. And today, I want to preach on growth. And I want to use Jesus as a case study. Now, Jesus is the perfect example that you and I can follow. The perfect example that you can follow as a Christian is not your pastor. It's not your bishop. It's not your oracle. It's not your prophetess. These are wonderful people that God has blessed us with. And they have their role to play in our lives. But I'm saying that when it comes to someone that we should follow and look at to do what we have to do as Christians is Jesus. And Jesus is the perfect example that you have to follow. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, Jesus is the perfect example that I must follow. Amen. Yes, Jesus is the perfect example that you must follow. And today, I want to share a message with you with the title, Growing Like Jesus, Four Dimensions of a Balanced Life. Growing like who? Jesus. Four dimensions of a balanced life. God expects all of us to grow when you become born again. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, Bible says that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. In other words, God says that, or the Bible is explaining to you and I that when we become born again, one of the things that we have to desire is the sincere milk of the word that will help us grow. So growth is something very, very important. 2 Peter chapter 2. Or let's read from chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. The Bible says that, but grow in grace. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, grow in grace. This one, if you are saying, you have to relax or you bah. Grow in grace. Say it again. That's what the Bible says. So, but grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. I'm giving you scriptures that show that when you become born again, that is not the end. You need to strive to grow. And God expects you to grow. God expects me to grow. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God. Yeah, the Bible is explaining to us that when you become born again, there is a time for you to become a teacher. There's a time for you that you can tell somebody about the love of Christ. But that is not what is here. It says that, but now you are rather become like a baby who need milk, not strong meat. For when the time you ought to be teachers. I mean, you've been born again for many years. But you can't teach anyone. It's something that you should be worried about. Because the Bible expects you that you have to get to a point in your Christian walk that you can become a teacher of the word. You have to get to a point in your Christian walk that you don't always take milk. No. You need to advance and take some meat. Oh, bro? Yes. You have to chew meat. Goat meat. You have to move into what? Meat. It can't be that all the time you are just taking milk. I can't imagine my life that as I'm here, every day I'm taking milk. Breakfast milk. Lunch milk. Supper milk. Sometimes I wake up at dawn to eat. That one, how do you call it? Or there's no name for that one. Dawn food. It's improper eating. Oh, mommy already know the message that I'm coming to preach. And all the time, you see, so when it's a baby, the baby will enjoy that. Because the baby doesn't, milk is the best for the baby. But immediately you grow and you get to a certain level in life, you don't have anything to do with milk. You need the meat. That is where God expects all of us. That as we are in him, we are striving to serve him. Please don't forget about your growth in Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord. Forget that, Charlie, I have to grow in the Lord and I have to make effort to grow in the Lord. Because you can be born again for 10 years, you can do anything in the church, you do here, you jump, you do all kinds, but there is no growth. The growth. And today we are studying Jesus. Okay? Growing like what? Jesus. Four dimensions of a balanced life. Give me Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Hallelujah. Today I'm preaching like my pastor, isn't it? I'm teaching, isn't it? Yes. Today, no buga buga. We are teaching. Luke 2, 52. Bible says that, and Jesus increased in wisdom. Number two, in stature. Number three, in favor with God. Number four, favor with men. That is the fourth dimension of Jesus' life when he was on earth. Growing like Jesus. Four dimensions of a balanced life. And here, Bible gave us how Jesus grew when he was on earth. Number one thing that the scripture says, it said, and Jesus increased in wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, as you are born again, you became a Christian. One of the areas that God expects you to grow in is to grow in wisdom. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, God expects me to grow in wisdom. Yes. We have to see growth in wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to be able to, you know, apply experience, knowledge, understanding, common sense, and insight. That is wisdom. And God expects you that since you became born again, you have to walk in wisdom. You have to speak wisdom. You have to be a man and a woman of wisdom. You have to grow in wisdom. God expects you that you should grow in the knowledge of his word. Wisdom is when you are able to apply the word of God. Do you apply the word of God in your life? Are you growing? Because that is wisdom. Wisdom is the application of the knowledge that you have. And in this church, by the grace of God, God has blessed us with a pastor who takes his time and teaches us the word of God. Are you able to apply the word of God in your life? Bible says that Jesus, he increased in what? Wisdom. Give me NLT. NLT says that Jesus grew, you see, he grew in what? Wisdom. The ability to be able to apply common sense. And God expects you to apply your common sense. Hallelujah. God expects us to apply our common sense. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get what? Wisdom. And in all thy getting, get what? Understanding. It means that the first thing that you need, the principal thing, the main thing that you need is wisdom. To be able to apply the word of God. And Bible says that in all thy getting, get understanding. And how do you get wisdom? You pray. You pray. In James chapter 1 verse 5. Bible says that if any one of you lack wisdom, you should pray for it. James 1 verse 5. If anyone lack wisdom, let him what? Ask God that giveth to all men liberally. So you have to get to a point where you grow in what? Wisdom, like Jesus. Growing in wisdom means you are teachable and you pursue knowledge. Ask yourself, are you teachable? Any Christian that you see who is not teachable, the person is not growing. It's like we can't teach you anything. Chalemidia, you don't teach me anything. I know everything. Growing in wisdom means that what? You are teachable. We should be able to tell you that, let me use Pastor Ives, as for him, he won't do anything to me. He's my friend. We should be able to tell that Pastor Ives, Charlie, the song that you guys did today is not nice. Then you should take it in faith. You don't say, oh, Charlie, oh, forget. No. Correction. And you should grow in what? Wisdom. What does it mean to grow in wisdom? It means that you study the word of God and apply it daily. Jesus grew in wisdom. It means that you have to study the word of God and apply the word of God in your life daily. Every day of your life, you have to apply the word of God. That is what it means to grow in wisdom. Application of the word of God. Application of the word of God. Daily. You don't wait. The whole year you apply the word of God only once. A whole year you apply the word of God only once. That one cry is because we said give and it shall be given unto you. So he said, oh Charlie, this one there, let me do it. It shall be given unto me back. Daily, every day of your life, you need to grow. You need to say, Am I studying the word of God? Am I studying the word of God? Am I growing? Am I applying the word of God? To grow in wisdom, you surround yourself with wise people. Yes, you have to look at your circles of friends. Honestly, you see, this message that I'm preaching is a very practical message. And I need you to take your time and take it. It's not I receive it, I see it. If it's that one, we can go into it. But today, let's just listen to the word of God. Cool. You are not receiving and taking anything today. You are receiving wisdom. Jesus grew in what? Wisdom. It means that you surround yourself with what? Wise people. When we look at your friends, you should be able to make progressive friends. Friends that when they are around you, your life can become a better life. Can't be that all your friends, we don't even know their life. They are left from right. You have to grow. As you are here, you have to think about yourself. Mikra, the friends that I have, no? How are they? Are you growing? Do you have friends that discuss the Bible with you? You know, these things, and when we talk about them, they are not colo. We think that those time, you know, people will tell you when they are in SU, when they meet each other, they discuss the word of God. But these days, it's hardly do you see that. But they are friends that when you call them, you discuss the word of God. Yeah. Our friends are when I call them. We talk about the word of God. What is the Bible saying? What do you think about this scripture? It shows that what? You are growing in what? Wisdom. And at the age of 12, Jesus grew in wisdom. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 46 to 47, King James Version. Bible says that, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. This is when Jesus was missing, and the parents were looking for him. Bible says that, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them what? Questions. Verse 47. And all that hear him were astonished at his understanding and what answers. That is wisdom. You have to grow. That when you talk and people hear you, they should be able to see that, Charlie, Adjoa these days, when she talk, it makes sense. It's different. You have to grow in wisdom. And I said, wisdom is the ability that you are able to even apply common sense. It's very important. Number two thing that we have to grow in. I'm almost done. Number two, he grew in what? Stature. That is talking about taking care of your physical body. The physical body that God has given you. Think about it. He grew in stature. Stature is talking about your physical body as a Christian. One of the things that you have to understand is that God wants to use you to do amazing works. God wants to use you to affect nations. But without your physical body, God cannot do that to you. You have a spirit that is living in you, but the body is so important to help the spirit carry the work of God. And you should think about your physical body. Bible says that Jesus grew in stature. It means that you should eat well. Yeah. You should eat well. There's a time to fast and there's time what? To feast, to eat. You should eat well. It's part of your growth as a Christian. Don't neglect the physical body. I beg you. You should what? Eat well. Yes. One day I developed stomach ulcer. A very wild one. And we were fasting. I remember. My authority called me. He said, Charlie, I beg you. You are not eating. Hey, you are not fasting. This fasting, leave it. That day I felt so bad. Because I knew that. I told myself that Charlie, stomach ulcer, we'll fast. But she spoke wisdom into me. And today, by the grace of God, I don't have stomach ulcer. Put your hands together. She called me. She sat me down. She said, Zizi, I know you are on fire. I know. But please, this one, if you don't, you die. Relax. Slow down. And I listened to wisdom. Because I had in mind that Charlie, the usher, oh, in the name of Jesus, it will disappear. Usher, disappear now. Shabala bakabaya baba. No. It's just eat. She said, Pastor James, eat. Your problem is food. Eat for me. You should eat. You should also rest your body. Please, are you here? Take a break. Every day you are on the move. Every day you are on the move. No, think about your health. Take a break. It's not wrong when you go to the hospital. It's not wrong if you take your medications. Sometimes we think that we are Christians. You know, one day I went with pastor to visit somebody. The person was sick. And pastor spoke to the person and said, you know something? I think you need to take your medication. I think you need to take your medication. And that the person, after the pastor spoke to him and all that, so still pray for me. Then we pray for the person and we left. Later, the person called me and said, oh, Charlie, do you know something? It's not medication. It's prayer. I need prayer. I need prayer. So the person said, he called the prophet. And I told him that, do you know something? I don't have any prayer for you. What pastor told you, that is the solution. Take your medication. It's not wrong. Sometimes church members make pastors look as though we are not spiritual. So when a pastor tells, oh, Charlie, you are sick, after praying for you, take your medication. It's like, Charlie, why should I take medication? It's not wrong for you to take your medication. It's wisdom. It's not wrong for you to go to the hospital and have your body checked. Hallelujah. Jesus grew his physical body. Take good care of your physical body. I said that it is not wrong for you to take your medications. Go to the hospital for checkups. Hospitals are for us. No. Recently, I received a call from a relative who was sick. Very sick. And she called me. Then I said, oh, this thing that you are explaining is something very weird. Why won't you go to the hospital? So I'm at prayer camp. I said, so what do they do at the prayer camp? So the prophetess will come and Charlie, they will pray for us. The way she even said they will pray for us, I felt like, Charlie, there's power in it. Ladies and gentlemen, she died. She died. Somebody was vomiting blood. It's a prayer camp for a prophetess to be praying for her. What sense is in that? I said she died. And that day she made me feel as though I'm not spiritual. Because when she called me, she's expecting me to say, I release blessings. I release the power of God. Receive it now. Wherever you are, God touch you. Heal now. She said, you are vomiting blood. I said, please, go to the hospital. I said, oh no, prayer camp. Prayer camp. Take your medication. Go to the hospital when you are sick. There's a place for prayer and there's a place for practical things. Jesus grew in stature. Exercise your body. Go for joggings. Wake up in the morning and jog. Yes. Let me tell you one thing about Pastor. I used to be with Pastor. Almost every day of his life, you go for a walk. I'm telling you the truth. You see him, you wear his cap, he's walking. He's walking. It's not bad for you to exercise your body. It's not bad for you to go to the gym. Don't make people who go to the gym feel like they are doing something wrong. If you don't have money to go for the gym, keep quiet. It's not wrong. If you have the money to go for a proper gym, please go. If you don't have the money to, you can get your whatever in the house and do your gym at home. Yes. In the morning, maybe 10 before you go and bath. Keep your body well. Hallelujah. Jesus grew in what? Stature. Please, are you with me? Yes. Exercise the body. Pastor Heaven says, rest the body. Sometimes when you are tired, I beg you, rest. The money that you are chasing, no, please. You see, what you don't understand is that sometimes, look at your next of kin, the way he's enjoying life. The next of kin, the way the next of kin is so relaxed. He's so relaxed. That's everything. And the way you are moving about everything, please. And when you leave, that is the next of kin, the one relaxing. He's coming for everything. And you are always on the run. You don't rest the body. He grew what? In stature. Look good. Dress well. It's important. Dress well. Look good. Take care of your physical body. It's not wrong if you buy a shirt to wear. An expensive one. Even if you don't have money, please come. I'll come and show you some corner at Katamantu. That place, it's a wild place. I don't show a lot of people because it's a secret weapon. Secret weapon. You get something nice, and when you wear it, oh, boss, oh, Charlie, you are looking powerful, but they don't know that this one now 5 cities. Look good. I said what? Look good. Dress well. You see, one thing that you have to understand in this life is that God look at the heart, but men, they look at your physical appearance. There was a guy who was praying for job. And by the grace of God, somebody connected him to a company for him to go for an interview. A Christian brother, very zealous for God, for the things of God. Now, when this brother went for the interview, do you know what failed him? He didn't dress well. That was the only thing that failed him. When he was going for the interview, when the guy called me and was talking, he said, the guy that came for the interview, is he all right? He was in a t-shirt, a jeans, a kambubi. And I learned when he went there, you see, they were waiting for the people. So he sat on the chair and he had his neck this way. That's the only thing he was doing there. And the guy said when he passed by, he saw him, he was just, please, it's not about spirituality. Sometimes he said, grow in what? Stature. That you need a job, a Christian sister, a Christian brother. And the only thing that can fail you is that you didn't dress well. Oh, please. Oh, please. You are smelling. Body odor. Keep your body well. When you raise your hand, people are falling. They are under the power of your armpits. I am preaching, oh. Look good. If you're a lady, keep your body. Do your hair. Your hair shouldn't smell too much. Nobody sees by you. When we are there, it's like, then you are telling yourself that Charlie, the power of God is around me. The power of God is around me. Before you sit by me, you can easily fall. It's not the power of God. It's the power of your armpits and the hair. You should bath. I said what? You should bath. Recently, I was talking with somebody, a marital issue. Pastor Harvey. A very beautiful marriage. The only challenge in the marriage is bathing. The man doesn't bath. I'm telling you something serious. Oh. And the lady says that she's divorcing. Because this man will go out and come back. He won't bath. Then you are coming to touch your wife. You are smelling. The lady told me, said, Pastor, tell him that he should bath. The guy will tell you that, oh, say I bath from the morning and I went to work. So, I bath every morning. I bath once. No. I used to bath once, but when I got married, I bath twice. Yes. Yes. When we were in boys' school, we don't bath. We are just going like that. Yes. Bath. You see, this thing that I'm teaching is practical. Jesus grew what? In stature. says so. He kept his body well. Puff. Smell good. You don't need to go and buy the most expensive perfume or something. There's a place that you can buy. The House of Latafa, Fragrance Wars. All these are normal places that you can get normal perfumes in. You know, spray yourself cool. And look good. That when you appear, people should see something. Because man, dear, man will look at the physical appearance. Either you like it or not. And so, media, I don't care. Oh, the way I look now, that. No, please. 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 One day we were going for medicals at the University of Ghana. Student, I think you have to do the medicals and all that. And the queue there was so much that, Charlie, you don't know what to do. I went with my friend. Now when we're going, I went to his hostel. And the guy was so dressed well. He wore his suit, tie, and everything. So when I saw him, I was like, ah, Charlie, where'd you go? So I'm going for medicals. So, I couldn't. So I was in my t-shirt, my club tee, jeans B, and my back. And I was. So we went. When we got there, the queue was so much. This guy, do you know what he did? He just bypassed everybody, and nobody was saying anything. And he went to the doctor straight. Then the doctor said, "Sir," he did his medical, came out, and he looked at me and said, "Mels, bye bye." As I was there, I was insulting him in my head. I said, "See you too. Just dress well." He broke protocols. And you think appearance is not important? You have become so spiritual that these days you don't care, you don't bath, you don't brush your teeth, you don't shave, you don't do anything. You are just there. So spiritual. Every day when we see you, kapaya, paja, paja, kapaya, paja, paja, kapaya, paja, paja. And you want a woman to marry. Check your life. Maybe the reason why the girls are bouncing you is your mouth saying to know a GBB. What is a high sister? Saying to know a GBB. Could it be that the reason why your husband these days is not really, you know, coming around is because you are not bathing, mama? Could it be that could be the reason? You're not bathing. So say now the Italian married and I have two children. I'm tired. The stress is too much. No. Look good. Look presentable. Smell good. When you are coming, Bible says that, okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says that, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. What? Know ye not that your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of God. Care about your body. Don't just leave the body anyhow. You are 24 years old, but when we look at you, you look like 75. Even you should study your body, things to wear. Some of you have to know your clothes, things to wear. Young girl, what you are wearing is like, you are looking like my grandmother in the village. What you are wearing, is it glorifying God? Sometimes what you are wearing is too short. You are disturbing us. On behalf of Pastor Evans and the rest, we are telling you are disturbing us. Is that so?
Accepted.
You are disturbing us. Look at your body. Maybe your body is so tight. Okay? So you should wear something that is flare. Mommy, is that so? If your body is tight, what? Flowing dress. Yes. But you now, you know that Charlie, God has blessed you with goods. Then now that you go and wear tight things, and as you are coming, oh my God, you are disturbing us. I said, oh, Jesus grew what? In stature. Are you growing in stature? It's something that you have to tell your body and say, Charlie, let me grow. Let me grow. Let me grow. My physical appearance. I have to honor God with my body. Number three, he grew in favor with God. Spiritual growth. Favor with God. That word favor there is the word charis. Spiritual growth. Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. The father was pleased with Jesus. Jesus had a good relationship with the father. Spiritual growth, very important. When you develop your relationship with God, he's always looking for you. Anyone who develops a good relationship with God, God is always looking for that person. Look at Job chapter 1 verse 8. Job 1 verse 8. When you develop a good relationship with God, God is always looking for you. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? This God talking. You know, upon the earth there were a lot of people, but how can God will pick Job? It's because Job had a certain relationship with God. That as you are seated over here, God can pick you. That everybody seated over, have you considered my servant Dory? It means that there's a certain relationship that you have developed with God. And please, you need to develop your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Pray daily. Read your Bible. Worship God. Very important. Walk in obedience. Walk in faith. Seek to please God, not people. Develop your relationship with God. When we are saying that, read your Bible, come for Bible classes, is something important. You have to grow in it. You go for assembly meetings, two people will be seated. Where are the rest? What are they doing? What are they doing? If you grow in favor with God, you always long to be where God is. Even Jesus is always going to church. Do you know that? Jesus is always in church. Jesus is always at where people are gathered. Because it says, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. He's always around. And you, dear Charlie, you are not around. You don't come for assembly meetings. When we are praying on the page, we don't see you. We don't even know where you are. Grow. He said, has that considered my servant Job? How can God will pick only Job's name out? Because Job had a certain relationship with God. Please, we need to grow in our relationship with God. Menina nante, if she kaka.
One, oh, no, five more. pata sata ya
we will serve the Lord. We will develop our relationship with Him. If you have a relationship with God, these are the songs you'll be singing, that I'm walking with God. I am in relationship with Him.
Get to a point you say, Inti ora. Relationship with God. So the Father says that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You have to develop your relationship with God. Develop your relationship with God. Develop your relationship with God. Be conscious about it. Tell yourself that I need God. God, I am looking for you. God, where are you? Please do it. Do it. Don't joke with the assemblies of the saints. Come for meetings. Join the prayers. Develop your relationship with God. Try and please God. Don't please man. Most of the time, we always want to please man. If man is around, when a man is not there, then we, look at what Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 verse 10. Look at what he said. Galatians chapter 1 verse 10. For do I not persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of God. Don't be somebody who just do eye service around and you don't have a set. If you have a certain relationship with God, either Raphael is my boss. If he's around, I'm doing my thing. If he's not around, I'm doing my thing. That is how the thing has to be. Upper service. Yes. But if you don't have a certain relationship with God, you may think you are doing it for a man. So when the man is around, you see yourself. You are moving around. Hey, but when the man is not around, Charlie, you are realizing. No. Develop a deep relationship with your Father. The last one, and we close. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Favor with men. That is your relationship and your social growth. Hallelujah. Building godly relationship with others through love and service. You need it. God is working from heaven, but he's working with men. Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now take note of that. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus developed a certain relationship. Even Jesus was, people wanted to kill him in those days, but Jesus was a man of wisdom. He developed a certain relationship with people. See, some of us, the only thing we think about is money. But let me tell you one thing. Develop good relationship. Where good relationship will take you to, money can never take you to. I'm telling you the truth. No money. If I see Pastor Elvis, my relationship with Pastor Elvis is not money. Because one day, Pastor Elvis may just make a call. Hey, Charlie, James, go here. That's it. As for you, you don't develop any relationship. You are anti-soul. You are in this church. You don't have any friend. You are just there. And when we ask you, media, me pay me one sem. They be a media, me pay me one sem. Me pay me one sem. Something. Oh, madam, me pay me one sem. Please, it's not good for you. Jesus, kill with men. It will not help you. You don't value relationship. So even if there is something small, maybe Pastor Elvis is my friend, or he did something, Charlie, you are no more my friend. You there every time you are sucking people away, Charlie. Oh, today there is finished. It's okay. You are no more my friend. No. If you know what relationship can do for you, if you know how through a relationship God can catapult you into a blessing, there are some people, even when they suck you away, you tell them, Charlie, I'm around. I'm saying. If you like, insult me. I'm saying. If you like, tell me this. I'm saying. Yes. But some of us, all the time, you are fighting with somebody. You are cutting people off. Terminator. So now you are called Adjua Terminator. Adjua Terminator. You are always cutting people off. Why? Charlie, relationships are good though. I'm telling you, somebody will just pick his call and say, oh, James, you are in it. Oh, okay, I'm coming. Okay, Charlie, oh, this is my brother. He's coming. Oh, that's it. You don't even need money to go. Just go. That is why I value my relationship with anybody that God has brought on my way. It's not easy. Sometimes things come up, but Charlie, you have to be intentional about it and tell yourself that, Charlie, my relationship with this one, no matter what the devil will do, I will keep it. Yes. I need you. You need me. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me.
Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
There is a part who says, I pray for you, you pray for me.
I pray for you, you pray for me. I love you, I need you to survive. I won't harm you
with words from my mouth.
I love you, I need you to survive. It is his will that every
cherish relationship. Build bridges, not walls. Relationship are kind of bridge that people can walk onto to another realm. Please, people will offend you. But Bojidi, Tubwasi. Is that how they say it? Tubwasi. Relax.
You are always cutting people. Why? Today you are not talking to this. Tomorrow you are fighting. Tomorrow, tell it. Some of them, girl, you call them. Tell it, do you know what? From today you are no more my friend. But why? Of small disagreement they will come, but learn to hold on to our relationship. Hallelujah. So ladies and gentlemen, these are the four areas that Jesus was on earth. He grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew with the favor of God, and he grew with favor of men. And I pray that as we strive to give our best to the Lord this year, these areas will be intentional about them. That you will tell yourself that this year I want to increase in my knowledge of knowing God. This year I want to take care of my body. My body is important. And this year I want to have a certain relationship with God. And this year I want to build proper and concrete relationship. And as you do so, I know that God is going to help you. God is going to bless you. God is going to lift you up. Your life is going to be a blessing. The plans of God concerning your life will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord and please rise to your feet and celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Every eye closed and every head bowed. If you are here, you are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. For you to be able to walk in these four dimensions, you need to first of all know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand with me. I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. I can see your hand, my brother. This is a very good decision that you've taken. God bless you. God bless you. Everybody, let's say this prayer together. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, thank you today for your word. Thank you that I know that without you, I cannot experience heaven. And this afternoon, I confess you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Please forgive me of all my sins and write my name in the book of life. Say with me, say, I am saved, I am born again, and I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me just the way I am. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.